The Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT results are out, and while there has been noted improvement in science and social studies, mathematics continues to be a challenging subject for students. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites provided a breakdown of overall student performance in a recent interview with Ian Boyd. We bring you excerpts of the discussion.
Okay. So, good news and some bad news with the results. Our students have done better in several areas, but have fallen back on math. Your general comments and assessment.
There's been improvement, but there's much more to go. The fact that the students adjusted to the changes in the curriculum on social studies and science is a good sign, mm-hmm. because we are emphasizing more critical thinking, questions that elicit the judgment and the mental ability of the students. That's good. And that's, of course, the direction we're going to eventually phase the GSAT into the primary exit test in 2017-2018 completion. The mathematics results cause great concern. The fact is that it wasn't any more difficult an exam than before, mm-hmm. but the questions were expressed in a way that caused you to think rather than regurgitate.
Rote.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that has shown that we have to change our method of teaching mathematics. And we have to encourage thinking, judgment, in ways that perhaps was not called for before. And we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I know a great deal of emphasis, Minister, was placed on reform of the approach to mathematics training. And you had a special intervention program where math was concerned. Was it that you had didn't anticipate this? Was it that this was not addressed in the methodology?
I think that the intervention really started last September, mm-hmm. with the assignment of just short of 100 coaches,
yes.
to the schools that needed it most. Now, you wouldn't see the effect of that
yet
as quickly as this. What you are beginning to see is the effect of the much longer intervention in English language, which is showing an upward arc of performance there. Still not where we needed to go, but on the right direction, because we've had coaches through the USAID programs, through Ministry of Education's endeavors, in order to help up that subject. Now, what happened was that we stressed literacy so much that in some schools, the report is that they were de-emphasizing the instructional time in math. Now we have to catch up and we have to even that and hold it there.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites speaking in an interview with Ian Boyd.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's two-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.